The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listening to I Am Refocused Radio with your host, Shamaya Reed. This show is designed to inspire you to live your purpose and regain your focus. And now, here's your host, Shamaya Reed.
Hey, welcome to I Am Refocused Radio. We are here once again, just like any other time. Man, we have another show. We have our special guest for today, Alyssa Crosby of The Voice. She is on Team Chance. I'm a little jealous. First and foremost, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm doing so good. How are you doing?
Doing great. And I'm going to say again, I am a little jealous, man. You're on Team Chance, get to soak up all his wisdom and knowledge. What is it like to be on his team and have him as your coach?
I'll tell you what, he is so cool. I'm sure that, you know, everybody says that because he really is. I mean, there's no other way to describe him. He is so cool. He's so laid back, but besides all that, he is so smart. He is so intelligent. He just closes his eyes. He feels music and he just knows what to do with arrangements and harmonies and absolutely everything that needs to be done. And he just has an amazing ear. He has a God-given talent for music, for sure.
Tell us about the first time you were on stage. What was it like to be in that moment and be able to pass through to the next round?
So the first time I was on stage was for the blind audition. And for that, it was awfully terrifying. I mean, for every blind audition, I'm pretty sure you can hear in everybody's voice how terrified we are because you're just hoping and praying that you get to stay. And after all the months of preparation, it's like it comes down to that final like 90 seconds. And you're staring at the back of these chairs. There's people cheering you on. It's horrifying. But like once the chairs turn around, it's the best feeling ever. And then going back to doing the battle, being on stage with your partner, and you've created these beautiful friendships with people. You know, I call it trauma bonding because we're all just in this weird experience. But you become so close with everybody so fast. So to do a duet with somebody that you've become such good friends with and work so hard on a song to make it beautiful and make it fun and make it entertaining for everybody, but also for yourself to enjoy. It's a great experience. And then singing in front of them and actually seeing their faces this time because they're looking at you. It's a great feeling. It's still really scary, but you know, there's a reason you're there, and to see their faces and say, you know, we made the right choice in keeping you and having you here. It is a great feeling.
The race is on. The competition is pretty high. I mean, being able to understand the weight of the moment, you're on the show. A lot of people wish they can say they're on the show. You have the ability to pick Chance, his brain, and his wisdom and his feedback. How do you stay locked in into the moment and not worry too much about things you can't control?
So one thing I learned from Chance, you know, he, you know, you hear this a lot, but he didn't have, when we did our knockout, our knockout, the first round that I'm in with Chance, basically, he had very little notes for me, which made me feel good. But he basically was like, I just want you to listen to the words, feel the song, be in the song, and don't worry what else is going on around you. You know, and when I first get on that stage and I'm ready to do my song, I look at him right in the eyes and he looks at me and he nods his head. I nod my head back at him. And it's the best feeling ever. I don't know. It kind of pumped me up. I was like, that doesn't happen to everybody. Not everybody gets that nod before they start a performance from Chance the Rapper. So it just pumped me up, you know, and I'm so excited for everybody to see these knockouts. It's going to be so awesome.
And not everybody has Chance as the coach.
No, I mean, they do not.
You have the secret sauce with you. And for you to be in this moment, just like you just shared with his advice, just lock in. I mean, I've been hearing that, this theme, so I feel like every contestant is locked in right now. But for for Alyssa Crosby, the only Alyssa, when you see the opportunity ahead of you, what's one thing that you hope you can take away with your experience on this show so far?
One thing that I can take away is, you know, the validation of having these incredible professionals in the industry see something in you. That is a huge ego boost, for one. I mean, you should always believe in yourself. And of course, that's great. And I wouldn't be there if I didn't believe in myself. You know, I've tried for many, many years to get on this show. 8 years I auditioned. And they finally said yes to me, but I believed in myself. But it's one thing to believe in yourself. It's another thing to have the validation from these incredible musicians that have just been in this industry, who know so many things, who are just have amazing amounts of information and knowledge right at their fingertips for you. And I think that's the best thing, is to know that they saw something in me. And Chance saw something in me and heard something in my voice that made him decide, I want you on my team and I want to work with you. And there's something special about you. And I think that's something I'm going to hold in my heart forever. You know, you don't forget that.
We're talking to Alyssa Crosby of The Voice, Team Chance. Real quick, while we have you on, let's talk about the five cats and the puppy. How are they doing?
Yes. Everybody loves to talk about the cats and the dog.
I mean, that's special, man. I mean, I'm sure they are seeing you on TV now. Have they been acting differently, or are they about to see?
Oh, yeah, they're starstruck, but they've also been on TV.
Yeah, no. They're getting famous too, right?
They are famous. You know, they're acting a lot different. You know, they are a little more uptight, a little snootier these days.
They want better food and all that jazz.
They want better food. You know, they're becoming very expensive. I mean, they already were expensive, but it's getting worse. No, to be fair, they're great. I love them so much. I think it takes a very special kind of personality to people to take care of a lot of animals and a lot of patience. But they are living the life of luxury. And if I had the space and the money, I would have a million more. We are always cleaning up after them. We're very like clean animal parents because we don't want to have like, you know, smelly cat house. So they have the best of everything. They have special litter boxes and special everything. And they're just caught. We vacuum like a million times a week, let me tell you. And yeah, it's quite the process having all these animals, but it's worth it. I wish I could save a million more. And I volunteer with a rescue here in Binghamton. And I love, 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 love animals and anything I can do to save them and give them homes and love. Doesn't matter. I'll pay all the price.
Once again, talking to Alyssa Crosby of The Voice, Team Chance. I'm still jealous. Great wish for you and your ability on the show. Keep on going.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.